Welcome to Channel Chat, SearchNetworkingChannel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending March 13th, 2009. This is Elaine Halm, Associate Editor.
And Rivka Little, Site Editor.
Today's guest is Celia Desmond, Project Director for the IEEE WCET Certification Program. Celia will be discussing the wireless communication certification, why networking engineers should get certified, and how it can benefit channel partners and VARs. Thanks for joining us, Celia.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here. We're very excited about our program at IEEE Communication Society, so I appreciate the chance to talk to you.
Please tell us a little bit about what the IEEE WCET certification offers wireless engineers.
The certification is actually an examination. It is a test. It's a vendor-neutral testing of both knowledge and also the ability to use that knowledge to complete tasks. And the tasks are those that have been identified to us by industry as being both important to them and necessary in their environments in order to be able to do the job. It's an internationally recognized stamp that identifies the person as having the knowledge, having experience, and having ability to perform these tasks.
How important is WCET certification for engineers who plan to work in or on enterprise wireless networks?
Well, that is definitely one of the areas, and probably one of the bigger areas, in which people do need to have very strong skills and have to perform many tasks in the area of wireless engineering or wireless communication technology. We have been told by senior people in industry that they will look at the people to see if they have passed this exam and that they will give more appreciation to people who have passed the exam and can demonstrate via that exam that they have these skills and abilities. And we've also been told by people who've passed the exam that in a couple cases at least, and it's a new exam, so we're only at the beginning, in a couple cases it has helped them in getting the job, getting a job or being able to move to a new job. Enterprise networks is one, falls well into many of the different knowledge areas that we've identified. There are seven different knowledge areas ranging from antennas and propagation through the different technologies that are wireless technologies through the network architecture and planning, infrastructure, basic fundamentals, outside influences such as standards, policies, regulations, network management. So there's all there are many, many different areas. Almost all of those apply in some way within the enterprise wireless networks. So having the ability to be able to pass an exam, this exam would definitely show that someone had the ability to work well in enterprise wireless network areas.
Why is it better to get a generalized wireless certification rather than be certified by a specific vendor like Motorola or Cisco, for example?
Well, I guess that depends on your work. If you're working in a company that is using Motorola or Cisco, some specific vendor equipment, and the company has already done their assessment and plans to use only that equipment going forward, then you might actually be better to take that specific company's certification because that will teach you specifically about equipment that you're using on the job. However, if your company is doing an investigation or plans to do investigation of various different technologies, various different vendors, or you just want to have a broader picture of the whole environment, then this WCET would certainly be a better option. WCET goes well beyond technology because, as I mentioned, it's got infrastructure, we've got network management, we've got antennas and propagation, different technologies, and you won't get that from one specific vendor. You'll only get how they've implemented some of those. So it really depends what you're looking for.
What differentiates the WCET certification from other wireless certifications?
Well, we did do an assessment of the different certification programs that were available before we decided to build this one. And we built WCET so that it would be different from the others. Some of the other programs are simply education programs where you take a course and then you get a, quote, certificate. There may not even be a test at the end. That's very different from this one, which is, in fact, an exam and doesn't have any directly related education programs. Some of the certifications are open to anyone to take. They don't require that you have a degree. WCET does require that you have a degree, so that when you say that you are a certified wireless communication professional, people can tell that you have a degree. Some don't require experience, but this requires experience as well. So it says not only can you pass the exam, but you were accepted for the exam, so you've got the degree and you've got some level of experience as well. So it tells a little more about the person than some of the others. In addition, this one tests not only knowledge, but also the ability to apply the knowledge to the tasks. And those tasks are ones that industry has told us. We went to thousands of people in industry around the world in hundreds of companies, and we asked them, how important are these tasks to you and how frequently do your people need to perform these tasks? And we only kept the tasks that they said were important to them. Were needed to them. So this tests specifically those tasks as well.
In terms of VARs and channel partners, is selling with WCET certified engineers on staff an easier task?
We do believe that that is starting to be the case and will continue to be the case and will grow. We've only had one exam so far, so there aren't yet very many certified people with this certification. However, we have already been told by one exam taker that this certification did help in setting up some particular work. We have also been told by senior people in companies that they will look for it in when they're looking at proposals. And in fact, we're even potentially talking to the U.S. government. Those discussions are preliminary, but they have indicated that they would probably require this at some point in the future. And so I would say, yes, we do expect that it will be easier if you have this certification.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Celia.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
And this has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom.
And Rivka Little.
And thanks for joining us.